Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for joining me. My website is www.jbsba.com, and that's Mr. Carlos Santana on guitar there. I don't know what the world would be. I don't want to think about what the world would be like without Carlos. I don't know what the world would be like without our good friend Jeffrey Dobkin either, because when people need to put their best foot forward in the marketplace, when they need to take their products to market, marketing their dreams to customers, whether it be just a regular business product or whether it be maybe an invention that they're trying to get out of the ground, I can't think of anybody better to learn from than our good friend Jeffrey Dobkin. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, including How to Market a Product for Under $500. It's about an 8-pound book. Hear that? It's a huge book. And then this one, Uncommon Marketing Techniques, which is also excellent. He's our good friend Jeffrey Dobkin. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
I get tendonitis every time I handle the $500 book.
Come on, it's only 2.5 pounds, Jim.
You would know, too, because you've mailed a bunch of them, haven't you?
I have. I stopped writing so people would be able to pick it up.
That's right. That's right. I almost, if it was any bigger, I'd hurt myself. Jeffrey, you want to talk about inventors and patents and things like that today, don't you?
I like marketing and direct marketing, but I love invention, and I'm on the board of a couple of self-help inventor groups. We warn the guys about the bad guys in the industry, and there's a lot of unscrupulous people, ads on TV and stuff like that about send in your idea and stuff like that. But let's talk about a little bit about patents. This is because nobody talks about patents like this.
And there are a lot of myths out there about patents, aren't there?
There are. And you go to a patent attorney and they say, oh, let's get a patent. That's what they're trained to do.
Give me $10,000.
Right. Right. Well, you know, nobody tells you this. Why are you getting a patent? Why do you need a patent? Because a patent doesn't protect you. Patent is no protection. It's a piece of paper. It only gives you the right to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's a different ballgame.
Right.
That means you have to go out and prosecute somebody that steps on your patent. You have to sue them in a court of law, and that's expensive. And if they're from another state, you have to go over to their state and try and sue them.
And you know, Jeffrey, pardon me, but we probably should, you know, we were having poking a little fun there at patent attorneys. I actually have had patent attorneys I've heard patent attorneys say what you just said. Why are you patenting? And I've had people tell me that they were going for a patent, and they've asked me how much I thought it would cost. And I said, well, are you talking about how much it costs to get a patent, or how much is it going to cost to defend your patent?
That's right. And then they say, huh? Yeah, and you're right, Jim. There are some great patent attorneys out there that will counsel you and advise some of the small business people against patents if it's not really necessary. If you're not really moving forward with your idea, then a patent is just a $5,000 certificate that you hang on your wall in your
right.
living room.
Yeah, it's something for your grandmother to be proud of you for.
Yeah, or say, boy, look at that. What was he thinking when he got that?
It could also be $5,000. It could also be $5,000 you spend to show somebody else how to knock it off.
That's right, because it becomes public knowledge once it is accepted or rejected. One of the values of a patent is that when it's in the patent pending stage, and it can be in the patent pending stage for a couple years, is that it is shrouded in secrecy. All the claims that you make, nobody can see them. Mm-hmm. And that makes it more difficult for patent circumvention specialists to develop a way around your claims. So if somebody's going to knock off your product or your idea, then when they can't see exactly what is patented, they run the risk of stepping on your claims.
Patent intervention specialists, that sounds like some kind of a new kind of predator or something, Jeff.
It is. They're not new. They're out there. And some of them are quite good.
Yeah.
But if you have a good patent, a solid patent with broad claims, it can be valuable. But most of the patents that we see at the American Society of Inventors up here in Philadelphia, most of the products that we see, I do not recommend a patent for. I recommend a patent for probably one out of every 100
Really?
Maybe 150 ideas and concepts that we see. That's
all. Wow. I mean, now, of those 100 to 150, are those viable products or ideas?
Most are not. Most are, I don't recommend a patent because someone is working from his house, has little money to invest,
has
an idea, just wants to have some fun with it. He goes around, he shows people as well, I have an idea and this and that. And I don't think for them it's worth putting $5,000 into it because they're not going to pursue it.
Not going to capitalize on it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, once in a while, a guy will come in, he'll have an exceptional idea. He'll have a package. It looks like he's going to get financing. Then, you know, you have to look at that and say, well, that may be the route to go.
What is the statistic, would you say, for the viable ideas? Let's say 10 people bring you a real good idea, something that could be commercialized. And how many of those would you say typically? And this is, folks, a very, very rough rule of thumb we're talking here. So don't write this down or anything. But about how many would you say typically you would recommend to do a patent, and how many would handle another way?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
We probably ought to look at 50 or 100, because again, the same number is going to apply. I would say 1 out of 10, maybe 1 out of 20.
Yeah. All right, so what, and now somebody's saying, well, my gosh, what about those other guys? What do they do?
Well, they don't get protection. But on the ones that don't, even the ones that get protection, you have to take a look and say, how much is this protection really worth? How much protection am I going to get? Is that $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever it costs for a patent? Am I going to really get a lot of protection? Is somebody going to be able to come over and just put one screw in a different place and that will not be protected?
Right.
So it depends on the broadness of your claims. Are your claims broad, which is a better patent, or are they narrow, which is more well-defined?
But all those other people, they can use trade secrets, can't they? They can use the trade secret approach.
They can, and that's one of the beauties. When you don't get a patent, see, if you get a patent, you have to fight it out. Somebody steps on your claims, and you have to prosecute them in a special patent court, and oh, what a headache. If you don't have a patent and you divulge your secret to somebody and say, this is a trade secret, and they go ahead, then it's argued in a regular court. Mm-hmm. Then you can bring in a regular attorney, not a specialist. And it's a little bit less expensive, and also it's argued in different terms. When you go to patent court,
stand by, Jeffrey. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Jeffrey, why would anybody, based on what you're saying, why would anybody want a patent? There are some reasons. He'll tell us about that right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Jeffrey Dobkin. Jeffrey, did you know that, you know about the Cy Young Award, right, where, that they give to pitchers who pitch really well?
Sure.
You know about that. Well,
yeah.
Today's the day in 1904 that Cy Young pitched the perfect game, the first perfect game where he didn't let anybody get to first base, walks or hits or anything.
Wow.
And from that moment on, he became, you know, that was when his star really started shining, and they started naming that award after him later on, you know, obviously later on. You know, you just can't go through life without having this kind of little trivia, you know. It's the spice of life, isn't it?
And where is he now?
Well, that's right. We won't go there. Hey, Jeff, why would it, you know, if people were listening to the previous segment, somebody's got to be saying, well, wow, Jeff, you made it sound awful. You and Blasingame, why would anybody want to get a patent?
Well, there are a couple reasons to get a patent. If you have that one idea, that concept that's so new, so novel, that, say, hallelujah, it's going to revolutionize an industry, then you need to get a patent.
Why?
Like Gore, William Gore and Gore-Tex created a fabric that, semi-permeable membrane fabric, only passed through gases, didn't pass through waters and water vapors and things like that. Hey, needed a patent. If you want to sell your idea, it's better to have some kind of patent and some kind of patent protection.
Because a trade secret, by definition, is a secret. You can't tell anybody or they'll have it.
Right.
So a trade secret really works better if you're in control of the production and the distribution.
Right. Like Coca-Cola, trade secret on the formula.
Right. Or the 11 herbs and spices in KFC. or how we do this show. That's a trade secret.
That's hard work.
Now, hey, so that would be one example. And what are some other examples?
Well, let's see. If you want to have your initial presentation to people, suppose you're going to try and license this idea or sell it around or show it to people, shop it out, then if you get a provisional patent, which you can get for a couple $100 and do yourself, it's only good for a year, and you get a patent pending number on it, then that patent pending number, like all patent pending numbers, is shrouded in secrecy. Then it's good to have that too, and that only costs you a couple $100.
So you could do a provisional patent for a year, and then maybe have patent pending for 2 years.
That's right.
So you could stretch it out for 3 years, maybe.
Yes, you could, because
to shroud it all in secrecy.
It's all shrouded in secrecy. Now, once you have a patent, if it is rejected, then you can appeal the rejection, and that takes another year.
Uh huh.
So
all the while, this is actually to your advantage, so that you can find somebody to you've decided what Jeffrey's told us before. Look, you're an inventor. You're not a manufacturer. Give your idea to a manufacturer, or sell it, I should say, to a manufacturer.
That's right. And there's a good book put out by the Department of Energy. It's a free book, and you can call or write the Department of Energy, and they'll send it out to you free. It's called Making the Licensing Decision.
And that's
free book by the DOE.
DOE.gov. Okay. Before we go any further, Jeff, I know you got a lot of important information on your website about inventions. And also, don't forget the marketing aspect of Jeffrey's expertise, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
Website, Dobkin.com, Dobkin.com. Also
Dobkin.com. And the books are How to Market a Product for Under $500, which really focuses a lot on inventions, and Uncommon Marketing Techniques. Both of those are there, and you can read a lot of good stuff there on his website. Jeffrey, there's some other websites that you'd like to tell us about, too.
That's exactly right. There's the UIA USA, the United Inventors Association of the USA.org, and that has probably about 400 or 500 questions in it that people have asked about patents. I'm the marketing guy. They've asked the patent people all kinds of questions, and probably your questions out there are answered too at UIAUSA.org.
Okay,
that's great.
Check that out. Jeff, one of the things that I learned once with a client of mine years ago, when I was a consultant, is that if you have a product that you use and you operate with as a trade secret, whether you intended to keep it a secret or not, you just operated, you're the only one who did it, and you commercialized that, you actually took it to market and sold it, and customers bought it from you, and you did that for a year, you're then foreclosed from a patent.
That's right. And the same is true with the document disclosure program, in that after 1 year, if you don't file for a patent, you lose the right to file.
Forever.
I think they call that in outside the patents, they call that the first disclosure, the day of first disclosure, of public disclosure. So if I tell you something in a public, I don't tell you, look, this is in secret, I'm just showing you this, and you're not to expose it to anybody. If I just show this at a mall or something, or tell people about the idea, or go around, then I have 1 year from that date, the day of first public disclosure, to file for a patent.
Beyond that, you're foreclosed, and that's the word that they use from getting a patent. Jeffrey,
by the way, there's a good IBM site, the patent site. You can look up patents on it.
All right, what is it?
Go to the USPTO.gov, U.S. Patent Trademark Office.gov.
USPTO.gov.
They have all the patents since 1963.
Right, and I think that's probably powered by IBM. Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Dobkin, ladies and gentlemen, he's a great pal, and we'll have him back again real soon. Quick break, 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Stay with us.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.